Against a black background, a blue capital letter M appears and sweeps across the screen, leaving in its wake luminous golden letters silhouetted against a radiant blue light. Miramax Films. The logo fades to black. An aerial view of New York City at night.
Back in the 70s, every cop wanted out of the city. But the only cops allowed to live outside New York were transit cops, because the transit authority was also run by Jersey and Connecticut. So these guys I knew at the 3-7, they started pulling overtime at subway stations and got the city to declare them auxiliary transit cops. They bought some land in Jersey, got some cheap loans from people they knew. They made themselves a place where the shit couldn't touch them. That's what they thought, anyway.
Copland.
Every precinct has its cop bar, a private club, all blue, no civilians. For the 3-7, it was the Four Aces, just across the river.
Garrison, New Jersey. A thick-set man is playing pinball in a bar. His eyes flicker towards a couple seated at a table. The woman passes her companion a bag marked NYPD.
They hired this local hero to be their sheriff. A wannabe who couldn't get on the force on account of his bad ear.
So this Armenian guy, he's from the other side over there, he tells her that she's dead, right? She's gonna be dead by morning.
Right.
So he drops this box off at her place, right?
We call you guys, call Bomb Squad.
We go in there, we x-ray it on scene, and we can't see anything in there.
Right.
So I cut a little hole in it, I can see there's something in there. I see that there's some white fuzz, there's something pink, I can't figure out what it is. Suddenly I realize I am looking at a tongue.
Shit.
Big fat tongue sticking out of me. Yes, yes, the guy put a goat's head in there.
This at the end of the 20th century. I mean, H.G. Wells, he'd turn over in his grave to think at the start of a new millennium, some Iranian guy
Armenian guy.
Some Armenian would be delivering a goat's head to the door of the woman that he loves. I mean, people are...
backward culture over there.
Let me tell you something, we're all backwards, Berta. You know, our machines are all modern and shit, but our minds, are primitive.
Mm.
Our minds are primitive, Berta. Hey.
I gotta go home, baby.
All right, wait, I'm just waiting on the call, okay?
No, come here. I gotta pick up the car.
A pretty dark girl joins them. The pinball player frowns as his game finishes.
Yeah, fine.
Later, as he leans against the bar, the man calls to him from a phone booth.
It's quiet tonight, huh, Freddy? It's quiet.
Everyone's at that bachelor party across the river. Hey, Figsy, you got any quarters?
Hey, how you doing? Sorry, Freddy. Hey. I was wondering if you'd be able to come by. Yeah. Four Aces, where else?
Outside the club, Freddy unlocks a parking meter.
Shit.
He squats to pick up the quarters scattered around his feet. Standing in the lighted open doorway of the club, Figgis watches him for a moment, then slowly walks towards him.
Two kind of people in this world. Pinball people and video game people. You, Freddy, you're pinball people.
Freddy stumbles back towards the club.
Always got something to say, Figsy.
Freddy. Oh, Freddy. Come on.
Figgis guides him to his car.
Bedtime, Sheriff. You're right to drive?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Positive.
Take it easy, Freddy.
Take it easy.
Driving fast along the highway in his official sheriff's car, Freddy adjusts the radio. His eyelids droop as he looks across the Hudson River towards the inviting bright lights of New York City.
Was captured in a casino just days after an aspiring rap artist was fatally beaten in a Queens convenience store.
Suddenly, a deer runs out across the road ahead. He swings the wheel. His face hits the steering column as the car crashes into a fallen tree trunk. New York City. At a bachelor party in Scores Tavern, semi-naked young women are dancing on tables and hanging around the necks of relaxing off-duty policemen.
Oh.
A fair-haired young man, Murray Babbage, crosses the room unsteadily.
McGillan Gorilla, you fucking ape. Mikey, I'm out.
Where you going?
Get out of here. I love her.
All right, yeah.
I love her.
Murray's Superboy Babbage is leading the party.
Right. You can't, Superboy. Come on. You're my man, Superboy.
I'm here, Robbie. All right, keep it up, you guys. Davey, can you dispose of this legally, please?
He hands over his half-empty glass.
See you back in Jersey.
Oh! Emerging from the club, he crosses the street.
Oh!
Murray puts his hand in his pocket.
Shit!
Reaching the opposite pavement, he bends towards a car and unlocks the door. He turns as he hears a noise behind him. Leaning into the car, he takes a torch and a gun from the glove compartment. Switching on the torch, he walks cautiously between the parked cars. He shines his torch on the two men under the highway. One of them is vomiting into the gutter. He recognizes two of his colleagues, Frank Lagonda and Jack Rucker.
Frankie? Jesus Christ, what are you guys doing? You're giving me a heart attack over here.
Hey, Superboy, wait a second.
You all right, Jackie?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah? All right, I'll see you guys some more, man. You're like creepers back here.
Thanks, kid. Be careful driving, huh?
Back at his car, Superboy Babbage places the gun beside him on the passenger seat. The car rolls down the curb. A glass bottle splinters under the front wheel. Superboy drives away from the nightclub and heads for the George Washington Bridge.
Giants leading it 10-6 as they move to the bottom of the seventh inning. A game characterized by big rallies. The Giants.
A red car overtakes him at speed, driving too closely. It smashes into the side of his Honda. Angrily, he races after it, flashing his police badge at the two African-American teenagers in the car.
Hey! Pull over, I'm not paying you! Pull over!
The young passenger leans out.
Hey, you hear me? Pull over!
No!
The boy points a black metal object. Superboy ducks and the Honda skids. His damaged front tire blows out.
Fuck!
Mistaking the blowout for a shot, Superboy fires at the speeding red car, sparks flying from his front wheel.
Fuck! Cocksucker!
The red car spins, completely blocking the bridge ahead. Superboy is unable to stop. The lights of the George Washington Bridge are reflected in the River Hudson. A solitary figure is sitting on the riverbank, his face streaked with mud. Freddy is gazing across the shimmering water at the bright lights of New York City. He heaves a sigh as a police car draws up on the road behind. The driver calls out. On the bridge above. Gloved hands search the bodies of the two black teenagers in the crashed red car. An ambulance man objects.
Traffic incident? Oh, shit.
Hey, what's up, man? These guys were shot like 6 times.
Hey, just shut up. Do your fucking job.
Fucking nurse.
What do you got?
I got 4 miles of crack here and a pipe. That's it.
Russell, what you thinking, swallow it.
You gotta save 5 babies out in Red Hook, all
right? That's right, black babies, mashed potatoes don't mean gravy.
Ray Donlan speaks into his mobile.
I'm on the bridge.
Is Babbage dead?
Yeah, I see him.
Take care of it.
Superboy is distraught.
Uncle Ray! Uncle Ray!
Come back.
I saw a gun. I swear to God, he took a shot at me. I'm telling you, they took a shot at me.
Stay right here with us, all right?
I mean, Tony didn't even get the grand jury for shit like this.
Fuck the GJ, you're Superboy, huh?
You saved what?
6 black babies, come on, get this shit, please. Hey, one at a time, please. I've got PA on another channel, the mayor's office, assistant DA, press up the yin-yang. The only reason they're not here now is we got gridlock from the Cross Bronx to the Palisades.
There's no gun.
You didn't see it, Jack? You can't find it?
Blake.
No, listen, I heard a shot. I heard a shot, Rick.
In my trunk in the Grand Union bag.
I heard a shot, Leo. Listen,
the kid had a steering wheel lock in his hand. Your tire blew. You're fucked up, and you're wasting a pair of shitbags who aren't worth the hair and the crack of your ass, so you cool it with the patty cake morality. Because without me, kid, those stiffs will put you in a room where you will fuck your uncle and everything he's built.
Hey, Leo.
Black Van's gonna be here in a minute, and I haven't done shit. And what I'm doing is highly...
sympathetic.
Yeah, damn right.
It is.
Ray, we don't have to do this.
Calm down.
Fuck, Ray!
Unseen, Rucker plants a gun in the red car. He removes the wheel lock from the dead boy's hand and pretends to search the car.
Ooh, baby. Hey, listen, we got it. Look at that, huh? We got it.
Yo. What the fuck are you doing, man?
Found their piece.
Oh, Jesus.
That wasn't in there.
What do you mean it wasn't in there? It was underneath the floor, man.
Bullshit, man. You can't do that. Shut the fuck up.
Do what? It was underneath the fucking floor, man.
Hey, fuck you!
The medic grabs the gun.
I told you!
Superboy walks towards the side of the bridge and leans on the parapet.
Take my fucking shield away from me.
Hey, put it down!
Hey, Jack.
Shoot me!
Put it down, Chico!
Chico, this motherfucker!
The medic hurls the gun into the river.
Get me started up.
What the fuck you gonna do?
Kiss my ass.
Rucker smashes his fist into the medic's face, knocking him back against the ambulance. The others try to separate them. Suddenly, Ray Donlan calls out.
Oh my God! Oh my God, Leo! Leo! Jesus! He jumped! Oh my God! He jumped!
Don't worry.
They peer over the parapet.
It's my shadow light down there.
They stare down into the water.
He just hit the water and he went down.
Davis, where's Davis?
Oh.
I want aviation, I want harbor,
stupid,
I want some illumination now,
kid.
Chris.
Oh my God.
You got a man over the fucking GW.
Morning. A mailbox marked Heflin stands on a path leading to a shabby picket fence. Freddy is sitting at the kitchen table with two strips of white plaster across his nose. Bill, his young deputy, fills a bowl with cereal.
How long is the car gonna take?
Lenny won't know till the parts guy gets in. Take number two.
What'd you tell Lenny about the accident?
Chasing a speeder.
What?
Sheriff was chasing the speeder.
Freddy reads a headline in the local paper. Hero cop takes plunge. Police headquarters.
Our top story on 1010 Winds, a fatal shootout on the GWB and a cop suicide.
The ambulance man draws on a cigarette.
The river with the body of Officer Murray Superboy Babbage. Babbage left off the George Washington Bridge last night, an apparent suicide, after engaging in a high-speed chase and firefight on the lower
level. There's no way that guy jumped, man. There's no fucking way.
A cop is questioned.
Officer, how can you testify that Superboy jumped off that bridge when you didn't see him jump? I mean, I'm looking at your statement right here that you filled out at 0200 hours.
Okay, now, wait a minute. I'm going to object because we went through this. Now, he's been up all night. I mean, how many times are you going to ask the same question?
Let me ask you another question.
He leans over the cop.
Have you ever been to Garrison, New Jersey?
What kind of question is that, Lieutenant?
Counselor, have you ever been to Garrison, New Jersey? You think those white boys on that bridge...
Now, come on, Lieutenant, please.
Mo Tilden steps forward.
I'm offended by this.
All right, listen. He doesn't tell us what we want to know, he's going to lose his job. That's about as simple as I can make it. He's gonna lose his fucking job. All right? Do you want that? What do you take us for, a bunch of fucking morons? Huh? What is the matter with you?
Okay, all due respect, Lieutenant, but I think you'll be quiet.
Shut up. If you don't mind my French, all right? You be quiet. He's off the force. If he does not start answering questions, you want to save your ass? Start giving us answers. And I'll tell you something, we know anyway. So do yourself a favor and stop fucking around.
Freddy's car stands beside a Garrison road sign. Speed limit, 25 miles per hour. Cindy, his pretty young deputy, operates a radar device which registers 52. Half asleep beside her, Freddy opens his eyes and recognizes the driver of the speeding car.
It's Grotto.
Cindy looks exasperated. Freddy fingers the plaster on his nose. Cindy aims the device at a second car. They both stare at the screen as it registers 71. The sheriff's car follows the speeding vehicle, which stops at the foot of a derelict water tower. Cindy approaches the driver. Ray Donlan warns the passenger in the back seat. Superboy Babbage ducks out of sight, a blood-stained bandage across his nose.
Murray, get down.
It's Freddy's new girl.
Cover yourself.
Ray shows his ID.
Hi, can you turn your engine off for me?
I got the air on.
You on the job?
No, we're coming from Forest Hills, honey. I'm John McEnroe, that's Jimmy Connors.
Is your license in there? Can you pull it out for me, please? This is a school zone.
Oh, Christ. Listen, Miss Betts, you're new, right?
Yes, I'm new here, but I'm not new on the job. I was a principal deputy in Elmira.
Freddy! See, Officer Garrison, when the car you're going to tag has got a PDA sticker, I'd advise you to think to yourself, hey, that's one of the good guys. I think I'll go catch me a bad guy.
If we didn't pull over PD, there wouldn't be any violations in this town.
Well, the problem in this town ain't the people that live here, honey. It's the element that visits.
Is this the new car, Ray? It's nice. We didn't recognize
it. Come on, Freddy. I want to go home. Tell this cupcake to heal.
Okay, that's not necessary.
Cindy.
Freddy warns her off.
Well, listen, take care, guys. See you later.
Hey, what happened to you, Freddy?
Freddy touches his nose.
This fender vanish.
She's kind of cute.
Rucker and Donlan drive away. Freddy stares after the car as he catches sight of Superboy peering out of the back window. Back in the sheriff's office, he reads the newspaper. Hero cop, body missing. Cindy slips as she grabs the phone.
Dispatch. Hi. Can I call you back? Bye.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I got it.
Freddy smiles at her.
Dispatch. No, that's the next town over. You called Garrison.
He strolls across the office and casually looks out of the window into the street. His face softens as he sees a slim young woman coming down the red stone steps of the building opposite. She's holding a little girl by the hand. She puts a stuffed green turtle on the roof of a van while she helps the little girl in, then walks around to the driving seat. Freddy watches as she starts up the van and drives away with the toy still perched on the roof. The van passes the police club, the Four Aces Tavern. In the delicatessen.
What are you going to do with Superboy? You got to stash him someplace.
We lie low.
Lagonda, Donlan and Rucker look up as Lieutenant Tilden comes in. Donlan speaks.
Hey, Mo. Hey, Ray.
Tilden pays for a coffee.
Sorry to hear about your nephew.
Yeah, he was a good kid. We were up all night with him. I know you need to talk to me. I'll come in next week sometime. How's that? Jackie here's coming in early for you. Tomorrow.
All right, Jackie. Mo Tilden.
Yeah, hey.
Mo Tilden.
Yeah, Frankie Lagunda.
What house, sir?
Freddy passes the window, stares in at the cops, then walks on.
Oh, here was my classmate at the academy. Back in the day. Before he fell in love with this redhead at IA and transferred.
So how it went, Ray?
So what brings you to our fair city? Checking up on us?
I heard it was a way of life out here. Thought I'd check it out for myself.
What are we, like the Amish now?
Tilden puts his coffee in a paper bag, nods to them, and leaves the store.
See you around.
Donlan scowls. In the street outside, Tilden is walking towards his car. He clutches the paper bag between his teeth to remove his jacket, then sees something stuck under his windscreen wiper.
Oh, shit.
He glances up at a no parking sign. Ahead of him, Freddy picks up a toy turtle from the middle of the road and crosses onto the pavement. Tilden reads the leaflet tucked under his windscreen wiper. July the 4th celebration. Bring the family.
I thought you gave me a ticket.
Hmm?
You sheriff? I thought you gave me a ticket.
1 second.
Four young boys are fighting in the alleyway.
Hey, Gordon, that's it. Knock it off. Let him go. Just let him go. Now, everyone, go on down to the park. Come on. Come on before I kick your ass. Get on.
Sorry.
How long you been a sheriff?
10 years.
That's great. See, there's a lot of city cops here.
Oh, yeah. A lot of cops.
Great gig.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Well, I don't want to waste your time. Let me give you my card. It's a special unit in the city. If you ever want to talk about anything, it's all confidential.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nice to meet you.
Rucker and Donlan drink at the Four Aces.
Ray, that fuck Tilden shows up here with that grin.
Freddy's new girl pulls us over.
I mean, someone's talking. I say it's Figs. I mean, we got some loose ends.
Hi. Liz's house.
Hi. I'm sorry. Jesus, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I heard voices. I was gonna have the base call you back anyway.
He holds out the turtle.
Freddy! Look what you found.
Mm-hmm.
She's gonna be so happy. Her daddy won it for at the fair last year, and I left it on top of the
car. I know. I saw from my window.
It's awful about Ray's nephew.
Mm.
What happened to your nose?
Oh, a little accident. I was chasing a speeder.
Mommy, I need some bread!
In the kitchen.
Sheriff found. Remember how you were crying for that today, Freddy? Do you want some coffee?
No, I'm fine. Thanks, Liz.
Yeah, you got a little bit on you, didn't you? Come here.
Tentatively, Freddy follows Liz into the house and smiles as he looks around the homely sitting room. On the bookshelf, he sees a photograph of a lean young man at his police academy graduation. He turns abruptly and walks back out to wait on the front doorstep, running his hand through his hair. He recovers himself and smiles as Liz returns to the front door.
Well, I was gonna call you. Not you, one of you guys.
Why, what's up?
Oh, someone's been dumping garbage. Garbage bags.
Uh-huh. Is that them?
Pointing to the road.
Just one of them, the rest are mine. I don't tell Joey because then he thinks he's got to deal with it. And not that he doesn't think much of the woke about you guys.
I'll take care of it. It's okay. He's got the city to worry about, right?
He makes a note.
Wait.
Liz waves to Freddy as he heads for his car. He calls at Donlan's house.
What's the point with the black garbage bag?
Well, it's just that I found your phone bill in the black garbage bag down the street.
So, what if I said I didn't know where it came from?
I'd take your word for it, Rose. Is, Ray home?
No, he's taking care of our little visitor.
He turns to go.
My garbage gets picked up every Tuesday.
All right, well, thanks for your time, Rose.
You tell Joey that he should come and talk to me if he thinks I got no right.
Rose, I want to believe you when you tell me something. Did you dump these bags or not?
Freddy, this isn't a law problem. Okay, you tell Joey Randone if he does not like my garbage, well, then he should stop soiling my sheets.
Freddy stares at her.
You gonna tell Ray about this?
He shakes his head. Rose goes inside. Donlan gets out of his car.
Hey, Ray.
What's up, Freddy? Decided to give me that ticket?
No. Somebody's been dumping garbage.
Oh, a felony.
Bill stops a car by the river.
What's wrong, officer?
I'd like to see the license and the registration, please.
It's just Dad, asking.
We just came to get a view of the city. I don't believe it.
Freddy drives up.
Yeah, they're just a couple over. I'm checking docks.
I'll sit.
All right, roger that.
Freddy switches off his radio and sits waiting in his car. He glances into the shadows between the concrete piers underneath the bridge. Leaning his elbow on the windowsill, he looks pensively towards the river. He recalls himself as a young man sitting beside the water eating a sandwich. The young Freddy looks up as a car skids on the bridge above and hurtles into the river. He watches the car disappear under the water. Back in the present, Freddy closes his eyes.
He came here to watch the view. And you pull this? Do you know the meaning of the word harassment?
In the sheriff's office, he talks to Liz on the phone.
It was Rose, wasn't it?
Liz, if you want me to, I'll talk to him.
Why? You didn't marry him.
No. But I'm your friend.
Freddy, look, I gotta go.
And let me be clear. It was the system that drove Murray Superboy Babbage off that bridge.
On TV.
Murray Babbage was a hero cop. He deserved a fair hearing, but he knew this would not happen. Not in this city.
Activist Cyril Johns met the parents of the slain teens calling for a human blockade on the bridge tomorrow.
A drunk cop jumps off a bridge that does not erase the murder of two black children.
Attending the Yankee game, Mayor Ferrelli responded to reports of cops attempting to plant evidence on the bridge.
We are looking into it. There may have been some irregularity on the bridge, but as I've said, we are looking into it.
No more comments, please. I'm here to enjoy the ball game with my wife. Thank you very much.
In a moment, I have to Fisher with a weekend.
Yankee
fan. That's your boss, are you kidding? You'll never get another raise in your life.
The cops and the four aces turn away from the TV. Figgis is sitting next to Freddy.
Diagonal rule. Diagonal rule.
Red light, don't fight, you make a right. It's more important than the golden rule. Superboy knew that, he'd still be alive, Freddy.
Yo. Freddy, I heard you saved Ollie the turtle today. What happened to your nose?
Nothing, I just had a little accident.
Huh?
Listen, Joey, there's something we should probably talk about if you've got some time.
Well,
just something we should if you have a few minutes.
Pretty boy Joey, betting against the Bulls. What is that? What are you, some kind of high roller?
Fuck you, Figs. I had 12 points.
Against the five-time NBA champs. What kind of bet is that? You know, you night guys, you watch way too much Oprah when you should be catching your Z's.
Uh-huh, Figs. Well, at least I'm not the one sniffing my money away.
That was your inner child making that wager, Joey. Little boy Joey with a little Met poster taped above his bed.
Really? Tell you what, Figs, why don't you do me a favor? Come on over here, unzip me, pull out my inner child, and take a bite, baby. Bite it hard and bite it thick.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Don't fuck like that, PD. How's that make you feel, Freddy?
I don't care.
Yeah. Like eating donuts? Look, Freddy, I say it's okay to be jealous. You saved this girl's life, right? From it, from risking yourself, from saving her sorry ass, you go deaf as a result.
In one ear.
In one ear. Then you have to watch as this girl you saved, this beauty queen, marries this cocksucker. And you with your ear, you can't even get a desk on the force. Right? You're fucked. Be jealous, Freddy. Let it out. I would. Purge. Cleanse yourself. Fucking cleansing.
He looks across the room.
Tell him, have another beer. Gotta go, Freddy. Thanks. School's in session. See you later.
Gary Figgis joins a card game.
This guy bets against the ball.
Freddy goes to a cigarette machine.
Yo,
No one wants to get involved in your personal life, Gary. But just because you're undercover now, that don't mean people aren't watching you.
What's going on here? I mean, this is fucking bullshit. This is bullshit. What is this, Omerta? Huh? Listen, if IA's gonna fucking hang me by the balls, it ain't gonna be over some fucking missing evidence.
Figsy, you've been a cop 12 years. 6 grams missing, it's not a white sauce violation, babe.
Come on.
Yeah, you bought that big old house. Maybe you're trying to get out from under.
Hey, Jack.
What the fuck's up your ass? Are you gonna tell me you're getting by without gravy, any of you? Listen to me, I was putting out raised fires when you were still sucking on your mama's titty, so just back the fuck off, all right? So what? What do you want? You want to toss me? What? You can't...
Sit down, Gary.
No, tell me what's going on. This is bullshit.
Even better, why don't you get the fuck out?
Fuck you, you fucking child. Just back the fuck off.
Yeah, well, at least I'm not shacking with no reeking whore. You're supposed to fuck him, Gary, not open up a methadone clinic.
Figgis attacks Jack Rucker.
Hey, come on, that's too much now.
He pushes a dart up Rucker's nose.
Gary.
He makes him look at a photo of a young cop.
You got a problem with me helping a girl in trouble? Huh? You got a problem with that?
No, you.
Huh? Fucking humanitarian. You think you're so fucking bad?
Oh, God.
Come on. There, you see this? Look at Tony. You see him? That was my fucking partner. That was a cop.
Enough. Let go of him, Figsy. Go home.
Figgis drops the dart.
You all right, Jack? Let me look.
Don't shut me out, Ray. You found us a sweet little town. You got us the low interest, and I'm grateful. But don't forget who it was that you came to 2 years ago to cover your ass.
Get him out of here, Freddy.
It's not my fault that you can't look at him.
Pointing to the photo.
You sit in this chair with your back to him? You want it to go away, but I'm still here. In for a penny, in for a pound. Don't shut me out, Ray.
He glares defiantly at Donlan, then leaves.
I'll take care of it, Ray.
It's bullshit. Get the fuck out of this town.
Freddy follows Figgis out of the club.
Open the door.
Games,
please open the door. I want the door. I want. Open it.
Joey is locked out of his house.
Shut up.
Why didn't you go up the street? Get in the bathroom, Rose and Ray.
Please open the goddamn door now.
The sheriff arrives.
Open it.
Freddy, go home. Everything is just hunky-dory, please. Go.
Joey sits on the steps.
Mind if we check up on Liz?
Yes, I do. I mind. I said I mind, Freddy.
His head is bleeding.
Joey, I had it, okay?
Liz, it's Freddy.
Does Ray know? Freddy, does Ray know?
Liz opens the door, keeping the chain on.
Hi, Freddy.
Are you okay?
She nods.
Well, your Uncle Freddy is here to rescue you again.
Joey smashes the door open and storms upstairs.
Liz, maybe you and the baby need a place to stay. Let them cool off. I could take you over to the Ramada. Do you want me to do that?
He didn't do anything. I hit him with a bottle.
But I lost you, honey. Sometimes I think I lost my guts too.
Later, in Freddy's sitting room, a record is playing. He is lying asleep on the sofa, still wearing his uniform, firelight flickering across his face. He dreams of a young man who dives down through a pool of sunlight and descends into the murky shadows of a river. At the bottom of the river, young Freddy finds a sunken car standing on end, already filled with water. Desperately, he swims around the vehicle, searching for a way in. He dives deeper towards the nose of the car, which is resting on the riverbed. A young girl is lying unconscious across the front seat. At last, the youth finds an open window and manages to haul himself inside the car. Suddenly, off balance, the car tips over and settles on the bottom, trapping them both inside. Young Freddy claws desperately at a window, struggling in vain to open it. He smashes the side of his head against the glass in a frantic attempt to break through it and escape.
Freddy!
Freddy wakes with a start. Sheriff's car stops outside a burning house. Firemen are hosing the flames. Freddy finds Cindy.
His girlfriend was in the basement.
So where's Figs?
I called him at the precinct. He's on his way.
Freddy walks towards an ambulance. A badly burned woman is lying on the grass. Gary Figgis gets out of a police car and slowly walks towards the burning building. He stops as he sees the blackened figure on the ground, then runs across the garden and kneels beside her.
Monica, can you hear?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Monica. What were you doing in there?
I can't wait to see you. I need some. I wanted to see you, but you weren't there.
I was working. Monica. No, baby.
A medic puts an oxygen mask over her face. Figgis looks around helplessly. Monica has stopped breathing.
Oh, my God.
He stares at her in disbelief. Distraught, he holds his head in his hands and weeps. Next day in his office, Freddy fills in Monica Lopez on an incident form. Sitting at Cindy's desk, Figgis sees Donlan out in the street.
Getting payback.
Who is?
Ray, who do you think?
Lenny said it wasn't suspicious. He said it was electrical.
Ray Donlan comes into the office. He crosses to Figgis and looks down at him.
Figgsy. Look at me, Figgsy.
Figgis stares up at him, grim-faced and red-eyed. Stooping, Donlan puts both hands on his shoulders.
Did you call in?
I'm not on till Tuesday.
I'll call in by a couple weeks.
He pats Figgis on the shoulder and walks out of the office. A television journalist reports to camera.
In a cemetery practically reserved for cops, you come across the tombstone of Officer Glenn Tunney. You may recall his case. He was murdered in his jail cell awaiting the grand jury. 2 years later, deja vu. Another hero cop, Murray Babbage is his name, dubbed Superboy, unwilling to trust the system that destroyed his friend, jumps from the George Washington Bridge.
Cindy and Freddy join the police mourners crossing the sunlit cemetery.
Freddy?
Donlan calls out to him.
Maybe we should go up there.
Freddy.
He takes Freddy's arm.
I want you to meet the head of the Patrolman's Defense Association.
Great.
Vincent, Vincent Lucero, I'd like you to meet Sheriff Freddy Heffler.
You did a good job here. You did a great job. Real nice.
Thank you.
Freddy's a hell of a guy.
Oh, good. Great.
He was trying to get on the force for years, but He had this problem with his ear.
Not a lip reader, are you?
No. It's just his funny ear. When I was a kid, I had this accident.
Well, you should call me. You know, I mean, when Ray Donlan puts his thumb in the ear,
It's not the force, but I got my own people. Let's go. Call me.
Is he serious?
Freddie, my boy, that is how things happen. See you later.
At the gravesite.
Eternal God, our Father, the Lord of our life and death, we acknowledge thee in all our ways and in all events which befall us.
Cindy to Freddy.
Lift us above the shadow and sadness of mortality in
his
the
uniform.
Light of thy presence. Then in thy great
in mercy, the police guard of honor, Joey Randone is standing to attention. He glances towards a blonde woman among the family mourners and surreptitiously catches her eye.
Unto God's gracious
Rose Donlan stares him out defiantly. Joey's wife, Liz, notices the exchange and looks away.
The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
Rose glances nervously at her husband, Ray, who is watching Joey suspiciously.
Both now and forevermore. Amen.
Returning to his office, Freddy splashes his face at the water cooler. His deputy, Bill, is hastily buttoning his shirt. He draws Freddy's attention to two visitors. One is Lieutenant Tilden.
Hey, Sheriff, how you doing?
How you doing?
This is Detective Carson.
How's it going?
Come on in. It's your office.
Freddy flicks through some photographs.
That there is Manny Cardoza and his brother. They're drug runners.
Tilden looks through Freddy's gramophone records.
I didn't know they allowed classical music in Jersey. Who is this?
Troy Torello. You heard of him?
Oh, yeah.
Tilden looks down the street.
I don't know how you do it, Sheriff. Keeping all these Hessians in line. All blue, everybody packing, all together. One door down from the next. The wives borrowing the sugar. It's like you're the sheriff of Copland.
Tilden picks up a photo of Freddy partying with Ray Donlan. Through the window, he sees a group of policemen outside the club across the road.
See, Sheriff, I got a sticky problem. My jurisdiction ends, in a sense, at the George Washington Bridge. But half the men I watch live beyond that bridge, where no one's watching.
I'm watching.
I can see that. You got a crime rate here of about what?
Lowest in northern New Jersey.
Yeah, you got Hoboken and Jersey City over here, Newark.
No, we try to do a good job with what we have.
With a staff of three? No, Sheriff. What you got here is a town that scares the shit out of certain people.
Lieutenant, I told you I'm watching. I mean, if you look around, you see none of these people are wearing silk shirts. Their pools are above ground, you know? You know, you raise your family somewhere decent. I guess that's a crime now.
Tilden glances at Detective Carson.
Come on, Lieutenant, look around. There's a town with a population.
Tapping a cigarette carton, Gary Figgis walks into the outer office. Carson comes out of Freddy's room and passes him. They eye each other warily. Then the detective opens the street door and goes out.
Sheriff, I went to the same academy as our friend out there.
Figgis right. Listens outside Freddy's room as he lights a cigarette.
He was a real collar man. But I don't know, something happened to him along the way.
Tilden closes the door. Inside Freddy's office.
We buried a suit today. We buried a suit today.
It doesn't bother you?
He jumped up to GWB.
Yeah, but his body never hit the water. That doesn't bother you. What does? Did I investigate cops? Being a man who always pined to be a cop?
I am a cop.
Pined to be NYPD. 3 force apps in 10 years. Appeals of hearing tests. Right? You may be law enforcement and... So am I, but you are not a cop.
Freddy rubs his nose.
Now, I may watch cops, but tell me if I'm wrong. Every day out these windows, so do you. You watch cops, too. And since we are both law enforcement, we share a duty.
Do we not? If there is a stink, we must investigate. We must gather evidence, because evidence makes us see the truth. Is this a stink of a criminal act, or is it a turd in a bag? Babbage isn't dead. You know that, and I know that. Ray got him off that bridge alive before he could talk. But he wasn't so lucky the last time when the shit hit the fan with Tunney. That boy he took care of later. But now what? What does Ray do now? That's the $64,000 question. And that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here, Sheriff. Because you're on the inside. And besides the church traffic and the cats in the trees and all that other bullshit, okay? There isn't much here for you to do, to keep your mind busy. But I look at you, Sheriff, and I see a man who's waiting for something to do. And here I am. Here I am, saying, Sheriff, I got something for you to do.
Donlan takes a call.
I don't want to go through this again.
Well, it's too fucking bad.
I can't. I told the boys... I mean, they're downstairs now saying goodbye.
Ray, how many people you got at this party? The whole 37?
Your friend downstairs. He needs to talk to you.
Here I am scrambling, cleaning this thing up for you, and you're throwing a fucking party. The mayor's gonna suspend this case. I'm making it happen tomorrow. But sooner or later, Ray, they gotta find a body in that river, or it will not hold.
Vince, it's my sister-in-law's kid.
Didn't you say he was adopted?
Downstairs.
What's up, Freddy?
Ray, this doesn't make things very easy for me. I mean, this is a pretty big thing you're having here. The day after, I mean, how do you think
Freddy,
this...
Freddy, what are you talking about?
This guy came to see me yesterday, this Mo Tilden from IA. He brought all these pictures and...
Freddy, that guy's had a hard-on for me for years. It's a personal thing. He is a scumbag.
Right.
You know how they recruited IAD? They catch you on the take, and they tell you you can either do time or join them.
Well, he knows you're no Superboy. It's... I told him he's dead, Ray. I told him he's wrong about you, but I'm the sheriff. I mean, I'm supposed to know what's going on. I mean, how do you think this looks?
Go on, Freddy. And don't think so much.
Ray, I can't go.
Freddy.
Ray.
Thank you.
Go on.
Go on.
Ray shuts Freddy out. The party guests help themselves to food and drink.
Yo, Ross, come over here. Look at this.
Super!
Making sure she's alone, Rose takes a pen from a kitchen drawer. Leaning on the worktop, she hurriedly scribbles a note on a piece of paper. She finds Superboy and gives him a glass with a note wrapped round it.
No, no, here, Rose, I'm fine. Seriously, I gotta go.
No, Mary, listen to me. I want you to have this.
All right, all right. You made it for me?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Freddy opens his front door. Liz is standing outside.
Hi.
Hi. You guys have another fight?
Well, we were supposed to have a big talk. And so I sent Caroline over to my mom's. And Joey called and told me that he was stuck and that he made some arrest. I mean, I can't believe him when he tells me anything.
Did you want to come inside?
I met a little girl and I said, you know, you could get this on CD, you know, in stereo.
Wouldn't matter to me.
Liz glances around the room.
You know, it's a funny thing when you owe someone your life.
Her head on one side, she looks at him curiously.
Why is it you never got married, Freddy?
Freddy hesitates. Awkwardly, he avoids her gaze.
All the best girls are taken.
She reaches out and touches his mouth with her fingers. Eyes closed, his head drops forward, and he presses his lips into the palm of her hand. Liz gently pulls him towards her and cradles his head in both hands. He makes no move, but rests against her shoulder. She lifts his head and kisses him softly on the mouth. They look at each other. Liz leaves Freddy's house, crosses the garden, and gets into her van. After the party, Superboy walks into the bathroom.
All right, take it easy, all right? All right, Gabriel, take it easy.
He puts down his glass and splashes his face. As he lifts his head from the sink, he sees the piece of paper stuck round his whiskey glass. He stares at Rose's warning note. They are going to kill you.
Murray! Hey, Murray! Ray's outside waiting for you. You coming or what?
Oh, I'm coming!
Snatching a gun from a holster hanging beside the mirror, Superboy goes downstairs and out into the garden. He crosses the patio, illuminated by lights hidden amongst the plants and bushes in the flower beds. Half hidden in the shadows, Ray Donlan is standing beside the hot tub. Reflected in the water, the lights dance invitingly on the fence behind him.
That was a great party, Ray. You know, Ray, it's a really great thing you did. Making a place where everybody could stick together. I mean, you know, I know you didn't have to do this for me. You could have just... I want to let you know I appreciate it.
Two men cross the lawn.
I really do.
Everyone's gone.
Just us, buddy. That's it.
I always said to my mom, Uncle Ray doesn't like me, but...
I always liked you, Murray. You just sweat too much.
Hey, Gusto. Hey, Superboy.
So what are we going to do now? I'm gonna go meet some people. How does this work? I got all my bags packed and everything, Ray. I'm a little buzzed. You know, maybe we could do this tomorrow or something. I'm really tired, Ray. Where's Joey?
He's working tonight, kid.
Yeah?
Sorry I came out this way, Murray.
That's not that bad, Jack.
Yeah, it is, Murray.
Rucker grabs him by the back of the neck and forces his head into the hot tub. Superboy struggles for his life as Donlan and Lagonda help to hold him under the water. A motorbike stops outside the house. Joey Randone gets off and walks along the path. Hearing the gunfire, he runs round the back of the house. Superboy rushes past and disappears.
What the fuck is this?
Greg, you said PDA was gonna set him up with a new life.
You think I'm all that, Joey?
Donlan pushes him aside and chases after his nephew. Night. The three men are still searching unsuccessfully for Superboy in the woods. They all carry guns. Ray Donlan stops at the foot of the garrison water tower and looks around. In his office, Tilden empties a filing cabinet.
Put your files in there. We're done. It's over.
Hello.
You were shut down by the mayor.
Put your files in.
What's going?
Case is closed. Ruben, what are you doing?
I'm on hold with the
phone. Is that the garrison file?
Is that a garrison file?
Yeah.
Give me the garrison files. Give me the garrison files. Give me
all.
All right. Is that more?
Everything.
The case is closed.
Case is fucking closed.
He dumps the files.
Closed.
He sweeps all the papers off the desk.
The case is closed. Finished. Over. Go to lunch. Go to lunch! Go to lunch! Go to lunch! The case is closed! Everybody, get the fuck out of here! Get out of here! The case is fucking closed!
Tilden storms out. Freddy's office.
With community leaders and pundits crying cover-up, Mayor Farrelly's suspension of the Babbage case is a big gamble for his upcoming re-election campaign. The decision, however, has scored big points with the cop vote, which the mayor has depended upon in the past.
Joey at the Four Aces.
What do you want?
Are you gonna help us or not?
Help you help what? Help Ray here find them? Help Ray finish cleaning up his goddamn pool with the guy's head, is that it? Huh, Mr. Humanitarian, you got something you want to say to me, Ray? Or is this about something a little more personal? I'm on a 10. I'm out of here.
We all are. We got another hour. Hey, come on, Joey.
Jack Rucker walks into the men's room. Freddy is washing his hands.
Instead of taking cop lessons from a cokehead,
maybe you should be looking at that fire, you know? I mean, my girl over at Chase says Figs is missing a few payments.
Where were you that night, Jack?
I had nothing to do with it. That would be retribution. And that'll lead to God Almighty. I'm Gandhi.
Freddy's house.
Telling you, the mob built this town for Ray so they could own a fucking precinct. It's a deep and dark motherfuck.
Figgis looks at his friend.
What you feeling right now, Freddy? Friendless, angry, nervous, misunderstood. This is it. This is the life. You're lucky your ear kept you off the force.
Freddy gets up.
You know, if I saw Liz drowning in the water, if I saw that today, I wouldn't go in. I'd stand there and I'd think about it. And that's the best thing I ever did with my life.
So?
So?
So you want to sit around your whole life wishing you were on the force? Or you want to bring the faggot in? Let him spill.
I wouldn't know where to begin.
Later.
All right. Brother's in deep shit. He's down, he's bleeding, and you gotta get there. But there's lights, right? All over the city, red lights.
You go through the red lights.
Sure, you fire up the roof, you wail, you go through the red lights, but that's slow. Freddy, fighting your way through traffic. The goal is perpetual motion. You move diagonal. You turn the wheel when you hit a red light. Right? You don't drive down Broadway to get to Broadway.
But how does this apply to what you were saying?
Inside? It applies, Freddy! It's just as easy to tail a man walking in front of him. Now, you butt heads with these friends of ours, you're gonna come at them head on?
Okay.
They got lives, Freddy. Families. No. You move diagonal. You jag.
A cop radios for help.
Christ! Where the fuck are you guys?
Stay cool, Tom. We're on our way. I need your 20.
I'm down. But Joey, he's trying to hold on, but... Oh, this big bastard, he cut me up!
Hey, cool, Tony, I need your location.
Oh, he's a fucking monster!
I need your location!
I can't move, I think he cut my tendon.
On the rooftop behind him, an African-American is struggling with Joey. He violently forces the policeman up against the wall.
Huh? Huh? The baby? Huh?
So quit! Tell me you quit! I'll let you go, go home. Kiss your wife, eat your baby's Fruit Loops and shit. Thank me, motherfucker. Cause I'll be redeemed. Redeemed, officer. Randoni.
Police cars arrive in the street below. Joey's attacker throws a hefty punch. He turns away, nursing his fist. Joey jumps him from behind. Rucker and Donlan get out of the police car.
It's the roof, Jack. That's a cluster bus. You got units standing in.
All right, I'll check the front.
Donlan runs into the building. On the roof, Joey swings a lump of wood at his attacker. The man grabs hold of him and throws him over the parapet. Joey grabs onto a TV aerial. Swinging from the flimsy antenna, he stretches up in desperation as his assailant disappears. Police are searching the building. Throwing aside an old mattress, Donlan switches on a torch and goes off along a dark corridor. Hearing Joey's cries for help, he steps into a courtyard. He sees the policeman swinging precariously above his head. Deliberately, Donlan pulls the door closed and locks it using a piece of wire. He calls to Rucker.
In here!
More policemen run along the hallway. Rucker sees Donlan apparently fiddling with the lock.
Joy's in trouble, Ray.
Ray, let's just bring the fucking thing down.
The door opens. They rush through. On the roof, the TV aerial gives way. The police break down the door leading onto the roof. As they burst through, Rucker runs across to the edge of the parapet and looks over. Far below, Joey's lifeless body lies sprawled in a pool of blood. Rucker looks up thoughtfully as Ray Donlan joins him. They both stare down at the still figure, then Donlan turns and walks away. TV News.
His father is serving a life sentence for murder, murdering an ex-girlfriend with a sawed-off shotgun back in 1988. The New York Times is quoting...
Freddie gets up from the sofa and opens his front door. A disheveled figure steps out of the shadows. Superboy.
I need your help. Trying to kill me.
Who?
Who? My friends tried to kill me. Ray Donlan tried to kill me.
He sees figures. Freddy and Figgis set off in pursuit. Well ahead of them, Superboy turns off the moonlit road and disappears to hide amongst the trees. Winded and out of condition, the two older men stop to get their breath back.
Freddy! Forget it!
Freddy stares into the shadowy woods as Figgis slowly joins him.
I don't get this. This doesn't make any sense. Why didn't you get Superboy off the bridge and bring him back here and kill him?
Ray had a plan. He got very fucked up.
Why didn't Superboy go to New York and get some help?
I don't know. He's got his Aunt Rosie here. I don't know. Ray's wired into the state police. He's got friends at Internal Affairs. And if he wants someone dead, they're dead anywhere.
A newspaper lies on Freddy's doorstep. Police officer thrown to his death. In his bathroom, Freddy is washing his face. Noticing a mirror lying on the sink, he picks it up and stares at it.
You awake, Freddy?
He closes the door and rubs his finger over a trace of white powder on the glass. He holds the mirror under a running tap. Thoughtfully, Freddy opens the bathroom door.
Hey.
At the cemetery, Figgis stands apart, leaning against a tree. Dressed in black, Joey's little daughter sits beside her mother, holding a single pink flower.
In sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life, through our Lord Jesus Christ, we commend to Almighty God our brother Joseph, and we commit his body to the ground. The Lord bless him and keep...
Surreptitiously, Freddy stares around the assembled mourners. In dress uniform, Donlan, Lagonda, and Rucker stand stiffly to attention, their faces impassive. Freddy sees Liz wiping away a tear. At the Four Aces, he approaches Donlan's table.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, Freddy.
I came to tell you that Superboy came to see me, Ray. A couple nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's scared. He's a fugitive, Ray, and he's convinced you're gonna kill him.
He's a mixed-up kid. So are you.
Wait, there's got to be a way out of this for everyone. So, I say, why don't we all go in tomorrow together?
Freddy, I invited men, cops, good men, to live in this town. And these men, to make a living, they cross that bridge every day to a place where everything is upside down, where the cop is the perp and the perp is the victim. The only thing they did was to get their families out before it got to them. We made a place where things make sense and you can walk across the street without fear. And you come to me with a plan to set things right. Everyone in the city holding hands, singing "We Are the World." That's very nice. But Freddy, your plan is the plan of a boy. You made it on the back of a matchbook without thinking, without looking at the cards. I look at the cards. I see this town destroyed. Now, that's not what you want, is it?
I look at this town, and I don't like what I see anymore.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
Freddy stares at Ray. Dressed smartly in civilian clothes, Freddy walks out of the darkness of the subway. He climbs a flight of steps and emerges into a sunny street in New York City. He reaches into his pocket, then looks at the handsome building surrounding him. Confused, he refers for directions to the piece of paper in his hand. Outside police headquarters, the woman he saw giving Figgis a bag at the Four Aces looks up as he passes. He sees that her jacket bears the legend, Bomb Squad. In Tilden's office.
No, I don't know.
He unwraps a sandwich.
Call you back.
Excuse me, Mo, I apologize. I'm sorry
for rushing in like this, but you were right. They tried to kill him like you said, but he got away. Now he's running through the woods. He's like a scared animal. He's scared.
You know
what?
That motherfucker should be scared. His uncle got this case closed with one phone call.
Look, I'm sorry it took so long for me to come around. But you were right. I couldn't see the truth. Like you said, the evidence, my loyalty. They were confused.
They never give you any napkins in this place.
What am I supposed to use?
Carson gives him a tissue.
What is this? You came to me, to my town, with all these speeches, and you're talking to me about doing the right thing, and I'm doing the right thing. What's going on? What are you doing?
That was like 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago?
Freddy looks confused. Carson bites into a roll.
What about Babbage?
What about him? Fuck him.
Tilden eats his sandwich.
What about Donlan?
Fuck him, too.
What about Joey Rendon?
Fell off a building. Did you read the papers? Listen, Sheriff, I'm really sorry to have awoken you from your slumber, but it's over. Hands are tied now. You shut me down.
No, listen to me. You're IA. That's why I came to you. You can do whatever you want. Remember you came to me and said, you want to be a cop? I'm being a cop now. I'm here. I
offered
you for some help. I need to do something. I need to do this for myself.
Listen to me, you the fuck. I offered you a chance when we could have done something. I offered you a chance to be a cop, and you blew it! You blew it!
Tilden goes back to his lunch. Freddy mutters to himself and walks out of the room.
You people are all the same.
Tilden wipes his fingers.
That cupcake makes a mess. We got a case again.
Freddy is walking through the outer office. As he approaches the door, he notices a stack of file boxes marked Garrison. Checking that no one is watching, he flips through some of the discarded files and recognizes the names of NYPD officers Donlan, Tunney, Krusky, Randone. Back at his own desk in New Jersey, Freddy reads the files he has taken from Tilden's office. He finds old newspaper cuttings. Garrison, a cop town is born. Disenchanted New York cops create safe haven in New Jersey. Drug crime down at 37th Precinct. Mob tied to bank investigation. Toy Tarillo subpoenaed in Hudson Federal Probe. Thoughtfully, he shuffles through a pile of mortgage agreements arranged with the Hudson Federal and Loan Company. They're all made out to police officers, including Donlan, Lagonda, Tunney, Figgis, and Randone.
The mob runs means and drugs through their precinct, and everybody gets a nice house. Figgis is right. The mob owns this town.
He picks up a file marked Internal Affairs, Tunney 0231. He opens it and takes out an incident report form. Glenn Tunney was found deceased in cell. His deputies watch him reading the file.
They closed the case, Freddy. If they don't have the stomach for it...
They had to. It's circumstantial.
You don't have anything either. All that stuff is illegal. You stole it.
Freddy finds more newspaper cuttings. Chokehold cop arrested. Officer Glenn Tunney will appear in front of the grand jury. Chokehold cop will talk, and then chokehold cop found dead. In a photograph taken outside the jail, he recognizes a blonde policeman.
I know this guy.
He picks up a small red album and flicks through the casual snapshots of police celebrations, mostly taken at the Four Aces. He finds a photo of the blonde man standing beside Rucker. He compares the snap of the man in casual clothes with the photo of the policeman in charge of Tunney.
They took care of Tunney when he was gonna talk.
Well, then how come Figgs didn't do something about it, huh? I mean, he was Ray's right-hand man back then.
Then they tried to kill Superboy.
They were hiding him, Freddy.
And they burned down Figgis's house when they think he might talk.
You don't know that. We went over every inch of that house. Not everything is a hexagonal conspiracy. I think you've been hanging around Figgis too much. He's the only one getting cash out of that house, and he's totally playing you. Just like those assholes in the city. And I'm sorry, but there's nothing you can do about this.
Yes, there is. I can find Superboy and I can bring him in.
Cindy gets up and leans across Freddy's desk.
I'm going back upstate. I want my old job back. I don't want any part of this. I don't want any part of this place.
Come on, Cindy.
She brushes past Bill and goes out.
Freddy, look, I don't know about Ray, okay, but everyone in Garrison is not a murderer.
No, they just keep their eyes closed and their mouth shut, just like me.
He looks at a smiling photo of himself and Donlan. Garrison, 4th of July celebrations. A huge Ferris wheel revolves above the heads of the crowd. In his sheriff's uniform, Freddy walks across the crowded field past a refreshment stand. Lagonda is sitting beside it on a metal drum.
Hey, Freddy.
Freddy deliberately ignores him. He walks on towards a sideshow where his good-natured deputy Bill is being soaked with water.
All right, thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. I love you too. All right, terrific.
Freddy looks around the field at the holiday crowd enjoying the fairground rides. He starts to walk along an avenue of assorted booths and sideshows. Waiting for custom at the end of the row, a skinny man is reading a newspaper, leaning against a pistol shooting range. Freddy looks at the prizes. He reaches up and touches a stuffed green turtle hanging from the awning of the stall. As he takes out his wallet and holds out his money to the stallholder, Rucker joins him.
Two in the center.
No, rules are different for cops. I'm losing my shirt here with you guys.
All right, so what do I got to do?
5 out of 6 in the star.
5 out of 6.
Hey, Freddy.
You a cop, too?
Yeah, I heard you. Enjoy your trip to the big city?
Startled, Freddy misses the target. Rucker hits the star.
You gotta hit the next 5 to win.
Freddy takes aim. He scores 5 times.
Shit.
At dinner with Liz.
I just hope you're not trying to prove anything, Freddy. I know some of them are real assholes. You know, they think they're high priests or something. I don't know, but why would they do all this? You know, maybe they're doing the right thing.
Liz, I saw these pictures of Raimi with these guys. You know, like mobsters. Everyone's houses are financed by these mob banks.
Says who? IA?
Even you said Joey's test was no.
Joey fell off a building, Freddy. Okay? Now, I don't need this opened up. Maybe you do, I don't. All Joey wanted was a place for us to live. Now, who are you to judge that until you walked in his shoes? Maybe that's what you're trying to do with me.
Freddy looks embarrassed. Later, he finds someone in his car.
What are you gonna do, Freddy? Huh? You're gonna arrest the whole town? You're going to New York to take paint by number cop lessons? You know, Ray likes you. That don't mean I'm gonna let you fuck him over.
Lagonda leans forward.
Ray Don gave you this job, Freddy. You forgot that? We made your sorry ass. So now you can do us a favor, huh? You could tell us where Superboy is.
I knew where he was. He'd be in the city already.
Lagonda removes his gun from Freddy's head.
You're gonna be hurting, Freddy. You're not gonna know when, you're not gonna know where. You're gonna be hurting. You mark my words. I'm watching you.
He gets out of the car. Freddy breathes a sigh of relief. Later, he comes into his house and closes the front door. Carrying his gun holster, he walks towards the kitchen. Then, realizing that all the lights are on, he stops and looks around the empty living room. He crosses towards the coffee table and looks down at an open envelope. Poking out of it is an insurance check for $198,000. Gary Figgis comes up the stairs and stuffs some clothes into a bag.
Got your check.
Yep. Thanks to you, Freddy. Filing out those forms in such a timely fashion. You with Liz?
Mm-hmm.
Figgis goes into the bathroom.
Where are you going?
I don't know. My leave came, so I thought I'd look around for a new reality, you know? Anyway, I'm sure you could use your privacy, Freddy.
Freddy rubs at a black mark on Figgis's NYPD bag, then puts his fingers to his nose and sniffs. Slowly, he crosses the room. Hearing the front door close, Gary looks out into the empty living room, then stands for a moment in the bathroom doorway. A mailbox marked G. Figgis. Freddy is cautiously walking around the charred remains of Figgis's house. He shines a flashlight on the blackened timbers and discolored brickwork, revealing dangling electrical cables and trailing wires. Moving carefully, he slowly passes the torchlight over the ruined surfaces. Freddy bends down to search among the debris underfoot. He shakes the dust from something he finds beneath a piece of torn wallpaper. A small photograph in a silver frame, now grimy with ash. A picture of Figgis, laughing happily with Monica, his pretty Puerto Rican girlfriend. He looks up to see a shadowy figure standing silhouetted in an open doorway.
Look all you want, Freddy.
You're not gonna find anything. I took care of it.
Freddy shines his torch full in Figgis's face.
That lady cop from the bomb squad got you the stuff to do this with, didn't she? You didn't know Monica was gonna be here, did you, Fix?
No. Monica said she was going over to her friend's house to watch some pay-per-view. Thing was on a timer. I didn't know she was gonna be here, Freddy.
He walks out of the house.
It's all bullshit.
You figs are the bullshit!
Smarten fucking up!
You even turned your back on Tony when he needed your help! Figs! I'm gonna find Superboy and I'm gonna bring him in! And for once, everybody in this town's gonna tell the truth!
You gotta find him first, Freddy!
I'll find him!
Listen to me. I got a check in my pocket for $200,000. I got a chance to start my life again. I don't give a shit about this town, I don't give a shit about that town, and I don't give a shit about your fucking justice! Being right is not a bulletproof vest, Freddy!
He gets into his car.
Go on, Figsy, get the hell out of here! Go on! Go on, Figsy! Go on! Run away!
As Figgis drives away, Freddy sees curious neighbors staring out from the house opposite. He kicks a pile of rubble in frustration. Rose opens her front door.
Hey, Freddy. Ray's not home.
I know. I'm looking for your nephew.
I don't know where he is. What the hell would I tell you if I did?
Rose, I'm his only chance.
The disused garrison water tower looms above the trees in the moonlit woods. Freddy is climbing up one of the supports, clinging to a narrow metal ladder. He scrambles onto the catwalk and sidles carefully around the outside of the tower, keeping close to the pitted metal surface. He shines his flashlight into an opening in the tower wall, dripping with water. Climbing through the jagged hole, he shines his torch around the inside of the tower. Moving the light across the discolored roof and then down the corroded metal walls, he sees a pile of empty soup and soda cans lying on the floor. He swings round as he hears the sound of a gun being cocked. Superboy is lying on the floor, half covered by a blanket. He's aiming a pistol at Freddy. Freddy walks slowly towards him, shining the torch full in his face.
Let's go.
Figgis is driving fast along the highway. Catching sight of his reflection in the driving mirror, he looks away, unable to look himself in the face.
Shut the fuck up, would you please? Fuck!
His car screeches to a halt. In the sheriff's office, Bill is on the phone.
Yeah, no, please. Well, who is he supposed to call? Ray knows everybody. Yeah, what am I supposed to do, let him go in alone? What? You know what? Okay, fine.
Why don't you go home?
I mean, I want to be here for you, Freddy, but Lisa's nervous, you know? I mean, she's pregnant. I mean,
so go on, I'll be fine.
You be careful, Freddy, huh?
Yeah, you too.
Bill leaves the office. Superboy sits up in his cell as Freddy loads a rifle. He pushes Superboy, handcuffed, out into the parking lot. They head for Freddy's car.
Come on.
Suddenly, Superboy is grabbed by Lagonda.
Oh, shit.
Get out! Oh, God! Jack, get out, Freddy!
Oh, Jesus. You guys don't want to do this.
Jack.
Oh, shit in your pants, Freddy. He's not going to kill you.
This is a good one, right?
Rucker fires next to Freddy's ear. Superboy is bundled into a car.
Hit it, Jack.
On his knees, Freddy screams in agony. Rucker accelerates across the parking lot and speeds through a pool of water out into the street. The car disappears. Clutching the side of his head, Freddy gets to his feet and staggers a few steps. Moving with difficulty, he supports himself on his rifle. Kresge appears in Donlan's driveway as Superboy is hauled out of the car by Rucker and Lagonda. Breathing heavily, Freddy is stumbling along the road, the side of his face streaked with blood. His face twisted with pain, he closes his eyes and presses the palm of his hand hard against his ear. Close by, behind a fence, a Rottweiler is barking at him. A curious man watches him silently from the front steps of his house as Freddy staggers past. Across the Hudson, the city skyscrapers glow in the sunlight. On the garrison side of the river, Freddy is now moving purposefully along the road, clutching his rifle with both hands. As he doggedly approaches Donlan's house, Lagonda suddenly appears from behind the car standing in the driveway. Lagonda draws a gun from his waistband. His mouth opens and closes, but Freddy cannot hear what he's saying. Lagonda raises his gun and fires, shattering a car window. A bullet from Freddy's rifle knocks Lagonda off his feet. Now Rucker runs out of the house into the driveway. Shouting something inaudible to Freddy, Rucker reaches for his gun. Throwing down his rifle, Freddy fires a pistol. Chest, Rucker falls back dead against the garage doors. Freddy lowers his gun as Rucker slides to the ground, but Lagonda is still alive. Hidden by the car, he takes aim, supporting himself on the front seat. Freddy spots him in the side view mirror. Creeping up behind the vehicle, he fires through the passenger window and kills Lagonda. A bullet hits Freddy's shoulder, throwing him against the car. From the side of the house, Kresge aims at Freddy again. Hit by two bullets, Kresge falls. Hauling himself up, Freddy sees Figgis lowering his gun, a cigarette still burning between his lips. As he looks at his friend across the roof of the car, Figgis removes the cigarette from his mouth and aims at a gunman reflected in a window of Donlan's house. He fires. Inside, Donlan ducks as the window shatters. He runs from the room as Freddy makes for the front door. Gun at the ready, Freddy walks silently up the stairs, clutching his shoulder. In the double bedroom at the top of the stairs, Rose is sitting up in bed, clutching a small white dog. Her nephew, Superboy, is climbing out onto the sill in an attempt to escape through the window. He stops when he sees Freddy in the doorway. Figgis sees Donlan crossing the landing towards the bedroom, but Freddy does not hear his warning. Figgis shoots and misses. Freddy spins and fires point blank at Donlan. Rose covers her face as her husband falls, hit in the stomach. Donlan reaches out a hand, streaking the white carpet with blood. Rolling over onto his back, Donlan makes a final effort. He mouths something at Freddy, who looks down at the dying man, his face impassive.
I can't hear you, Ray.
Freddy drives Superboy to police headquarters in New York.
Hey, what are you doing?
Excuse me, Lieutenant.
Carson alerts Tilden.
Come on, guys, it's cool. Everything's cool.
Figgis leads the way.
Come on.
Tilden steps into the street.
Everything's fine. It's cool.
Policemen crowd round.
Come on, Freddy. Everything's fine. Come on, give us room.
Where are you
going?
Call EMS.
Tilden pushes through.
Come on, fellas. Back up.
He can't hear.
Freddy grabs Superboy.
Hey, it's all right.
They blew out his ear.
It's okay. It's all right. It's okay. Come on.
Figgis nods.
Come on, Freddy.
Come on inside.
Freddy still hesitates.
Come on.
Tilden gently takes Freddy's arm. Looking dazed and exhausted, his face streaked with blood, Freddy allows himself to be led across the plaza. Freddy looks back at Figgis as Tilden walks him towards the front of police headquarters. Watched by the crowd of curious NYPD officers, Figgis follows them into the building.
So Gary Figgis copped a plea. Gave up the connection between Ray, the PDA, and the mob. There were a shitload of indictments. And the sheriff, Freddie Heflin. You know, there's people on both sides of the river wish he never recovered. They cursed the day he took down Ray Donlan. But what they don't know, he figured out. No one is above the law.
An aerial view of New York.
Four cops dead and one dead cop resurrected. And a bizarre twist, Murray Superboy Babbage sits alive and well in a holding cell.
Sheriff Fred Heflin apprehended Babbage single-handedly.
I have reports from doctors here that he will be recovering the hearing in his good ear, so that's very good news.
Files were seized this morning at the patrolman's defense.
Officer Gary Figgis testified about mob influence and bribery.
3 months since the shootout in Garrison, New Jersey, reputed mob boss Toy Torillo has been indicted on 4 counts of racketeering.
Unidentified corrections officer was arrested today for the murder 3 years ago of Officer Glenn Tunney.
Jim Allen is with the mayor. Do you want to go back to him now, Carol?
Where the George Washington Bridge spans the Hudson, a sheriff's car is parked on the River Road. A lone figure in uniform is standing on the bank. The cut on his nose now healed, Freddy is gazing across the river at the towering buildings of New York City. Bill draws up on the road behind.
Freddy
turns.
Freddy! Got a jackknife truck up on Route 5.
Freddy looks again at the city.
You okay?
Yeah.
He turns and strides towards his car, gets in, and starts the engine. He swings the car around and drives along the road beside the river, switching on his warning light and siren as he speeds after his deputy.